If you're gonna change your business, you have to make a difference. So here's what I'm looking at. What makes a difference in people? What makes a difference in an organization? I would submit to you that it isn't getting a head start. You can find individuals who you give everything to. You can love on them, give them a great education, they get a great economic background, and they spend the rest of their life going in and out of rehab. Who's seen this before and knows what I'm talking about? Say I. On the other hand, you see people that life's kicked in the face. Somebody's been abused mentally, emotionally, physically, you name it, and they become the Oprahs of the world. So it's certainly not. Advantage does not come because you were given something. And by the way, in business, advantage doesn't come because you have the most resources. Companies with the most resources don't win. The most resourceful companies might win. The most resourceful companies are the ones where employees are the most engaged, and it's statistically proven. You look around and you say, who had the lead? Well, before YouTube, there was Vimeo. They had a year jump, pretty much the same technology. Just didn't engage as many people. Before Google there was, what happened Yahoo if you're out there? What the hell happened to you people? Before Facebook, there was, what happened to MySpace? Facebook was more engaging. Engagement is really the new factor, being able to be fully engaged. By the way, in your intimate relationships, how important is engagement? Some guys going, very important, I want to put it up as long as I can. No, I don't mean that. Full engagement in that area is gonna determine the level of fulfillment you have or don't have in a relationship, right? The more engaged somebody feels that you are with them, the more energy you have, the more connection you have, the more aliveness you have. So part of what I'd like to experiment with you here is kind of discover what creates engagement for real with you, what creates disengagement. These are huge factors, because if you understand what they are, your level of performance, your level of results, your level of leadership, your level of joy will change very radically. Who's with me that engagement is not just a term but something that can make a difference in your body? Let me see a show of hands. Now I'm asking for your hand raise for some engagement. Because here's what research shows. If you listen to me passively as I'm talking here, guess what? Within a month, if you just listen and sit passively, which most of you are doing, there's nothing wrong with that. That's probably what you've been doing your whole life, is what you've been taught to do. You'll remember about 10% of what I say 2 months from now, which basically means you wasted your time today and I wasted mine. 10%. How many came here because you want to learn something, do something, change something, make something stronger or better? Say I. If that's true, then if all you do is take notes, which I don't see anyone barely doing. Oh, thank you very much if you have you. I stand corrected. Nudge the people on either side. What's wrong with you, bitch? Come on, where's your notes? Right. Because I don't know anybody who's got that great a memory, and my entire life I've kept journals, because here's what I learned early on. Writing it down, if I never look back and read it again, the physical act of writing it down drives the groove deeper. Repetition is the mother of skill. You look at anyone who's masterful. Why are they masterful? Why can LeBron James do what he can do? Because he's done it a few millions of times. Right? Jacoby will go out and make 300 shots before he will leave that floor every day. 300 shots. The same freaking activity. Most people in the tech world say, oh yeah, I know that story. I know that thing. If you're not doing it, you don't know shit. You understand, and understanding at $3 will almost get you Starbucks.